Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced. Freedom cannot. Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested, but not mandatory.
I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny.
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
Rock has two words of advice for you. Simply put, get ready.
There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there.
I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Business can make dreams come true.
The H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
On your butt.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from...
Wow, that is a little loud.
Is it a little loud?
Just
okay.
A little bit. Well,
but you could finish it.
Like, hey, okay, you guys.
Live from the Railhead, live from Harley-Davidson, a Mile High Aurora location.
Right. Yes.
We are here in Colorado. It's another edition of the H-Train Show with Mike and Smile.
The only one that matters.
Yeah, me. That's what you just said.
Well, our mission is to show veterans and our men and women in uniform all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H-Train.
Oh, I'm Mike. Oh, we're going to go in order.
And I'm Smile. Well, it's age before beauty. So
I thought we were going left to right.
No. It's always H-Train and then Mike and then Smiles.
I lead from behind.
Gosh. Mike ruins everything. And when she says, well, I'll do it today, but when we say thanks for writing with us, we have a surprise for you, Mike, on the button.
Which one? Which one is the new one?
We got the new one right there. The first thing so you don't screw it up.
Nuh-uh.
Just for you. Because I'm tired of hearing it every single time.
Y'all, Mike just had a moment. It was one of those moments.
I just cried a little bit.
Yeah. But it was like one of those moments that, you know, you probably haven't had in a while kind of thing.
Like someone actually did something for me. And they were nice.
Oh, whatever.
That is a little bit weird for
me. I wonder why people aren't nice to you.
I have to do it again. Here we go. And this actually was
ready?
For Joel because this
Five,
is badass.
5, 4, 3, 2, boom.
You like that?
I love me some Ozzy. Like, I had the biggest crush, no BS, I had the biggest crush on Ozzy growing up.
Yeah?
Yeah. And my dad was like, sweet mother of God, no.
Right.
Of all the people you can have a crush on.
Right.
If he's not already.
Yes. And you know,
and
I had.
Roses, what's that, Axl Rose?
No, Slash. Oh, Slash can get it.
If he's not already, he is going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Because him and I forget what the lead singer for AC/DC, they have unique voices.
Right.
How does Thunderstruck go? Sorry.
Thunderstruck?
Yeah. How does it start?
You're gonna sing it. You're gonna
in the cold, standing in the middle of a railroad track.
Keep going.
We want people to listen to the show,
right?
So,
well, they would just drop three listeners because she asked me to sing.
Well,
brace yourselves.
Sorry, that's one of my favorite songs too. But I also have a crush on Gene Simmons.
You like older guys, don't you?
You have...
I'm drawing that conclusion right now.
Never mind. This is a family show. I'll be quiet. Just saying.
Well, when we choose to be family, yeah. But everybody that is out there listening to us right now, hey, thanks for joining us. And during this whole time... you know, before we go through anything, Mike, well, go ahead and share the itinerary for all of our listeners so that they can kind of keep in track with everything's going around.
So the itinerary is going to be pretty simple. It's open discussion.
Mm-hmm.
We do have cards on location where people can write down discussion subjects.
Right.
Turn them in, and we'll discuss them as we go along. And which might be fun to actually walk around the dealership and have some of these guys fill out some cards because there's some interesting cats end up working in dealerships, especially
that's true.
Motorcycle, Harley stuff.
That's so very true.
There I might just be a lot of cars. On, a bat, on the back of a bike.
Why don't you get your own bike?
Because I'm not coordinated enough, y'all.
That's why they got created trikes.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, the itinerary. Keep on going.
All right. So our tribute to troops will be Frank Benchel. And then next week, our guest will be Horns for Heroes. And what the cool part about that is that actually we got donated. We actually talked to them, and they donated a couple knives, which have the horns on the back that are custom. They're craft.
Did you see those smiles?
They're amazing.
So, oh, my.
And we're going to auction those off, and we're starting about 150.
Yeah.
And they're amazing. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Wait, are you seriously auctioning off that picture of us?
Yes, we are.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Right.
There you
I
go.
Should have combed my hair that day.
I was. Well, never mind the fact that we're wood burned on a picture, but whatever.
No, but it just, look, I have that smile, like.
So, got a bottle of
whiskey
out here. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff.
There's a lot of good stuff out here. So, if you can come out and visit. Yep. I don't know if we can actually get this on Facebook. And show some people what this stuff looks like if they want to do online.
Yeah, we'll figure something out during the music break, because when we do the discussion,
I don't know.
I haven't figured it out yet.
We might not
be doing the Facebook Live discussion, because I don't know if the bandwidth is strong enough. So it might kick us off being able to do it.
Well, we'll give it
later.
A shot.
Yeah.
We'll give a shot.
Okay. Well, so how about this for our local people? We are at Mile High Harley Davidson Aurora.
Right.
Come down, say hi. You get to see, you know, the two hooligans that I ride with, and then of course me. Just come say hi. Look at the auction items that we have. Chit chat. You know, shoot the you know what, and make it interesting.
Yes, and today Mike should really be excited, because since it's open discussion, he might get the chance to talk about vegetarian or whatever he wanted to talk about like 3 weeks ago. And
No.
We got a lot of time to fill.
I know. You know what we should do?
You know what we should talk about?
Me. So
we talked about you last week.
I don't think we have enough time to talk about you, because that usually
rolls into. No, I don't like talking about me. I'm just kidding. Okay. Anyway, next.
I don't know if we'll be doing the games like we had planned, because, we're going to be real with you. We think that people got the Monday mixed up, because there's like, other than employees and some people in here that are buying bikes, there isn't exactly a whole
crowd. It's a weather day. It's a weather day.
Yeah, the
and
weather
if you're
is bad.
Go out and look at bikes, then you want to be the type of person who actually goes out and rides a bike.
You know?
We actually can't even take out any bikes right now to go do test drives, because the weather is cruddy. So welcome to Colorado, where in the end of May, it's still snowing. And
Mother Nature's throwing a tantrum. That's all she's doing.
You know what? Mother Nature, probably Canadian.
You know, talking about Mother Nature, it was gorgeous here in Colorado, specifically the Denver metro area, this past weekend. I'll tell you what I did for my Friday. So me and my father, which he's in the crowd, sticks out like a sore thumb right now. But
hey, Papa, look at you, handsome. I love me some of your dad. He's so nice.
So me and my dad, we went to, I'm going to call it a tree hugger concert. It was, huh?
A little lower on my side. Bring the
speaker volume up on here.
In my ears.
Okay.
Are you actually handing out cards to these yahoos? Oh God.
So, me and my dad, we went to Walk Off the Earth concert, and I never really knew what this concert was. We went mainly because.
Never do. That was an accident. I was so excited about your conversation, I accidentally hit the button.
Did you see me? Because he looked at me like I was doing something. I'm like, uh-huh.
She does this like, all
wait,
the time.
No, I was like, wait, is that my video? Shh. No, I'm kidding.
Now, appropriate enough, if it was a tree hugger concert.
That was right in the same paragraph,
right,
yeah.
Right, right.
But we went to the walk-off concert and Red Rocks Amphitheater. And I will tell everybody that if they ever visit Colorado, it doesn't matter what concert it is.
Go to Red Rocks.
If you can get a seat at Red Rocks, totally different atmosphere.
Yep.
We went there. The first band my dad really liked. The second band my dad's like, And then the third band, we both looked at each other and said, okay, we're ready to go. But what's funny...
Wait, was there a lot of weed smoke?
No, there wasn't too much.
It depends on, you mean from his dad? Or
No. Just like around the atmosphere in general.
He's like, your dad came to Colorado.
Papa, I can't see you lighting up a blunt.
No, he doesn't light up blunts.
Is he going to get into the mushrooms?
No, he doesn't do any of that stuff.
Does he do acid?
No, he doesn't do any of that stuff.
Does he drink?
He doesn't hardly drink either.
Papa, I can't trust you, my friend.
Honestly, I would drink a lot and do drugs if I was Joel's dad.
Hey!
Oh, Papa says he's been there, done that.
There you go. But what's funny is, so the concert that we went to Thursday and the concert that we went to last night that was in the Pepsi Center, for some reason, we went to these concerts that they thought that would be a good idea to throw the beach ball out. You know, like beach balls and balloons. Well, I've never been to any concert that's ever done that. These last two, they did that. I don't know what it is about my dad, but he's like a magnet. This ball comes to him, and he swats it in both times. Pegs a woman right across the face. It was hilarious.
That's what they get for not paying attention, Papa. Good job. Good job. I salute you.
But so we had a great, incredible time doing the concert Thursday. I went on a ride Saturday. I loved it. I was riding my riding my Harley. It snowed, it hailed, it rained, and I literally stood up and I'm like, come on and bring it.
Right, right.
The rain dogs are
usually talk crap to Mother Nature.
I do.
She will pay back in kind.
I do.
Yes, she will.
I do.
She's like, Joel just was talking about on the radio on how he just said bring it.
It's going to snow this week, and then we're into the 70s and the weekend.
I know. It snowed this morning.
Like, I don't know whether to cuddle show my guns.
Where he was at.
You know, buns out or guns out. Guns out.
Buns out? Yeah, I do buns out with my chaps. Just no pants and just chaps.
Me too.
Well, you know, somebody messaged us on Facebook and said, hey, Mike is correct. He does not wear pants while he's at work. And I'm like, of course he doesn't. Because his wife is wearing them at home. Oh, bird.
Oh, so does that mean I can talk about my weekend now?
Yes.
Oh, my God, you guys. It's okay, Mike.
It's true.
He's a man. You're a man, baby. True. You're such a big man in my eyes.
Yeah, I am.
I love me some Becca, though. Just saying.
Yeah, So we've been remodeling the house for the last couple of years, and we go floor by floor because we got to do all this stuff ourselves. Otherwise, I think the kitchen alone would have cost us about $30,000, and we ended up doing it just us at about 12, which is a steal, but I think we talk about labor is what you really pay for.
Right.
You know, and now I know why, because everything in my body hurts. I'm so sick of working on the house. We did
because
a ceiling fan
old.
Today. We got together. No. Ceiling fans are for anyone, all ages. If you want to tear it out of the ceiling and throw it at someone. So my wife's like, when's the last time you did a ceiling fan? I'm like, can't be that hard. We got this. Not a big deal.
Right.
And none of it lines up. The brackets didn't want to match up. So we got to a point to where we were, one of us or the other was threatening divorce because we're trying to get this thing latched, you know. And you get so tired of the crap that you're just... You've had it.
Right.
And I hope that her next husband is way more patient than me.
Pivot!
Yeah, because
you saw that, right?
So,
See, and this is why I'm happy that I'm not married. Just saying.
I love her. Oh, we got it done. We got it done. And,
Becca, I love you too. Well,
we do all have to hang out, especially with Memorial Day coming up next weekend.
No, yes.
So we'll have to figure
out. Are we going to be drinking our weight in whiskey?
On the show, we don't drink. I don't know about our weight in whiskey. That'd be a little rough.
Joel and I are like, we do too. What are you talking about?
And we're going to drink whiskey. Who am I kidding?
I know.
Sunday, we're supposed to gear up together and go and do
flag placement.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, I have 8 battle buddies. And if you guys go with me.
You want to ride down together?
It's going to be a hard day for me.
Because I can't hang out with
one of my battle buddies, we just laid him to rest last August.
Yeah.
So this is going to be his first Memorial Day. So it's going to be tough. So.
Well, he doesn't have to do anything. He just has to sit there.
Oh, Jesus. See, okay, let me go ahead and get it from the dark side. Yeah. I can't hang out with the
whole kids. Let me see your dark side.
But I can't hang out with you guys if you guys are going to go on bikes. Here I am with, Lola and my little Kia Optima. I'm like, hey, you guys.
Is Cass going?
Is
your wife going?
Probably not. She's been, working some serious hours, man, with the hospital.
If I lived with you, I would work a lot of hours.
Cass, too. I love you, baby. I love you.
So,
Well, you can always ride on the back of his bike.
Becca might go.
Oh, okay.
So, but having 2 biker people on the back of my bike would be awesome.
Can you fit 2?
No, there's no way.
I was gonna say that
would be a pain. And he's got the trike, so that's actually more comfortable than my bike.
I just want the wind in my hair and
it's fun.
Have the what's that song? Bad to the Bone,
playing
in the background.
So, how was your weekend?
Is that a no? Is that a no?
My weekend.
Let's see. It's typical, trying to be everywhere and everything to everyone. I'm realizing that I'm spreading myself a little bit thin.
Yep.
And, it's a constant juggle. I'm not saying poor me. No, please, my audience out there, please don't think it's a poor me kind of situation. It's actually, I'm very blessed and very happy that I can keep busy and do what I like to do,
Hand that to me. I'm sorry.
She's talking.
I know.
Yeah. Hand that to me.
He's like, I'm not even concerned about what she said.
No, I'm listening. I'm listening.
But you know what? I'm very blessed in being requested by different organizations to be present at different events and so forth. And I'm just finding it hard to say no. And I need to go ahead and find a way to say no because, there's only one of me. Thank you guys for loving me. Thank you. And please understand, but at the end of the day, my first priority is being a mother. And I need to make sure that my kid doesn't get lost in the shuffle, if that makes sense.
Well, when we go and place flags on the cemetery on Sunday.
Him? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay. Most definitely.
Thank you.
Because I think teaching him at a young age, I mean, he'll even learn to respect it even more.
Good.
I'm sure he respects it as it is now, but I'm,
my son has heard taps more often than I think he should have. And so is his mother and so is my family. But at the end of the day, I'm just trying to raise a man. You know what I mean? I'm trying to raise somebody.
And it's hard in today's society. It really is, it is. It's super hard.
Right. And being a single mom, you have to play both roles. You know what I mean? You have to do daddy duty and mommy duty. And he'll tell
you. She said duty.
Duty. But you know what? I need to share. Can I share a moment with you guys?
Share a moment.
So
we got 2 minutes before we have to go on break.
This is a mama moment. My listeners, don't alienate me because I think you're going to enjoy this.
Okay.
So I went to go drop off my kid last Friday off at school, and we were there a little bit early. And I do the roundabout. I was going to go ahead and kick him out and be like, I got to go to work. And all these kids, and when I say all, about eight of them come rushing up to the car, and they're like, Benji's mama, can you come out and play some flag football with us? And I look at them, and I'm like, and I'm looking at my clock, and I'm like, should I, and I'm like, you know what, screw it. So I park, put my car in park, come out, and played flag football for a good 20, 30 minutes. And I know if my work is listening, I don't care, write me up. But the fact is I saw these boys having a blast.
Hypothetically, you did this. Carry on.
Hypothetically, yes. I will neither confirm nor deny anything. But the fact of the matter is I saw my son happy. I was interacting with kids, and they weren't afraid of, oh, that's Benji's mama. You know, be careful where she works and stuff like that. It was, let's go ahead and just play some flag football right before school, which was awesome, until the little boogers decided to go ahead and do me dirty, which is, get ready, ready? All of a sudden, I, you know, throw the ball, and I'm like, okay, and then I see them coming towards me, and I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. And, of course, it's not, oh, no. There's a lot of four-letter words. So my chunky butt is, like, hauling rear end to go ahead and go to my car. And those fools dogpile me. Do you understand?
Oh, I know exactly what dogpile is.
No, but do you understand?
Happened a lot to me in high school.
I couldn't breathe. I thought I saw.
I got to say respect to those kids.
Right.
But the thing was,
any chance to lay you out would have been, oh, way to go, guys.
Well, yeah. It took, my listeners, if you hear me, it took nine. Okay, nine of those sweaty, smelly.
It took nine because of their air experience, not because they couldn't handle you.
Well.
Oh, burn.
They decided to go ahead and just, you know, do the pack good mentality. For them. Good, but you know what? I went to work. I'm not kidding you. I had mud on my slacks. I think they cracked a rib because I couldn't breathe. But I would do it 10,000 times over again because you want to know something? I think that is what is missing in our culture and our way is that we just don't take time to be kids. And I was there as a kid, also as Benji's mama, by the way. I see Joel's. Are we going to a music break?
Yeah, we're going to a music break.
Benji, not grounded.
We're going to a music break, but I wanted to let everybody know, because that we're on remote and because of low bandwidth, your regularly scheduled program of Facebook discussion is probably not going to happen. But what we're going to do is we have went around. We've got some discussion. So we're going to go on a music break, and when we – where's that paper at?
Because we need to get more.
Yeah. We're going to go on a music break.
We need more. There's
and
more than four.
Of the music breaks today that we're playing is Memorial Day music. So we've got Tracy Adkins, Arlington,
nice.
Active Valor, Keith Urban.
Toby Keith.
Hank Williams.
No.
Remember that song?
Johnny Cash?
Do you remember that song? There's a tear in my beer. Because why?
You guys keep listening. You'll hear it. But whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. We're going to go on a music break. And when we come back, find out what our open discussion is going to be about. Feel free to text us or call us at 720-619-0627.
Or jump on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, and I'll be checking my Facebook.
There you go. So for everybody else, keep listening. It's the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. It's the H-Train Show with Mike and Smiles.
You're listening to MBR.
Hi, this is Abby Martinez. I'm a public figure and model, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, everybody, and we are back. You're listening to the H Train Show with Mike and Smiles.
Hi.
And we have some people rolling in, and you know, Smiles got her smile over here.
Good to see you. How are you?
I don't want to say flirting with some guys, but she's got some...
It's customer service.
Yes, customer service. Well, we've got some discussions
yes.
on a paper.
Yes.
So hand me the deck, y'all.
Hold on.
No.
Oh!
He doesn't...
No, he...
I'll hand you as we go along. How about that?
Yes.
Well, what I was going to do is you hand me the deck, and then I'm going to have one of our audience Shuffle. Participation.
And they get a free hat?
Oh.
We don't have any free hats.
Do we have any shirts?
They don't know that.
By the way, you guys, by the way, if you hear that other female voice, that is my best friend, Big D, who came in to support me. So if you hear her in the background, she's freaking hilarious.
There we go. Yes, she is.
Oh, good. Competition. I hate that.
Okay. Hand me the Oscar nominees.
Take the ones that we didn't like. That I don't like.
Okay. Well, here's a couple. Do we want to go with her subject first?
Yeah, please.
Huh?
Let's see.
I want the whole deck because we're not picking it.
No,
hand me the whole deck.
No. Hold on.
No.
Go with this one first. No. Go with that one.
Yeah.
Go with that one. There you go.
I don't.
You're welcome.
Joel's show. He gets to make the rules. How weird.
I know, right? We're just along for the ride.
You hand me the deck, and then I'm going to have somebody pick which card.
Army, just let go of the control and just hand her the
card.
How
about we give him...
You handed me one. I need the whole deck.
No, you have right here.
She's going to pick them.
I picked one.
There you go.
Here's the rest of them.
Okay. And
she's going to pick them and hand them to you.
Oh, I totally messed this up.
She's shuffling.
So. Dad, bring me one of those red backpacks that has the batteries in it. Because we have a mic.
That's a stupid question. Nobody likes that.
Get him.
Yeah. Grab that.
See, look at this is what I thought.
There should be an... That might be it. So I'm plugging in the other mic here. So that you can hear her, and when I went to plug it in, of course, the batteries are bad out of it. So doing some pre-maintenance here. While I'm doing this, Mike and Smiles, you can go ahead and talk or whatever.
Do we get about any discussion or?
Well, I mean,
or she can hand us one. I saw one. It was super, super interesting.
I'm just getting it.
Oh, God, here we go. Don't even go there, darling. Don't.
Okay, let's see here. This should work. Let's do it right here. Hold on. Let's see here real quick. Test. Whoa.
It works.
Yeah, it works.
It's pretty awesome.
Okay.
I'm deaf.
So I'm going to bring that down a little bit and... I'm going to have you read your question, and then you can,
Testing. Mic one, check one, two. Yes.
Throw some bass in there, all right. D.
Can you hear in there?
I can't hear myself because I don't have headphones.
You're good.
But
you should be on the
hopefully
speaker, though, right?
I don't sound like a...
Like a mouse.
We can hear. Go ahead.
Yes.
I won't say what I might sound like. So, the question of the day... It's my question.
Go ahead.
Because I picked it, so duh. Huh. Is can/should single moms have or ride bikes? By bikes, I mean motorcycles. And I asked that question because I'm a single mom, and I've always wanted a bike, and my kids were like, Mom, please don't die. So, weigh in, y'all. Weigh in.
Well, I would say that statistically...
Also, my name is D. IMD. That's who you're hearing from. IMD. And that is my question.
So statistically, it is proven that trikes get in a lot less wrecks than two-wheel.
Do you know what a trike is?
Wants being trike.
Oh!
It's okay. We'll
okay.
I'm so sorry. I am a guest speaker. I am not a representative of this show. I have a foul mouth, and I will filter that going forward.
That's okay.
Fully apologize to all of the listeners.
No problem.
So going right. past that, trikes.
But nobody wants trikes. A gosh darn trike.
Well, Joel drives a trike.
Yeah.
And
well, that's Joel.
Joel does that one because which leg is?
The left leg.
Left leg is parallel.
The left leg, yep. And, I'm off balance, yeah.
So he has a hard time with it. So he actually writes that. But what's the price difference between a trike and a regular bike? Because
I think
a big hike.
Yeah, it is. I think if you want to get a trike, it's going to cost you at least $30,000 compared to two wheels. It probably is going to cost you about $15,000 or $16,000.
Oh.
So what okay. you're saying is that you're rich.
No. So. What I'm saying is I was lucky.
Next question, are you single? Because you have so much money.
I mean.
No. But you can afford a trike.
Is there anybody out there that's single?
Where are all my single trikies?
Yeah. So basically, you're going to have to go around to each of the people that work here and find out who's single.
That makes me sound like a floozy.
I don't speak Spanish. You
just need to get you a sugar daddy.
Oh, I believe there's an app for that. So I'll get right on that.
No, but, yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Well, I got to say, my answer to the question is that if you want to ride and you want to do something, you should just do it.
Yeah.
Because I have kids and...
But you don't pay attention to your kids.
I don't. I don't like them.
But the kids
they
also have
back.
A mother,
How
right?
old are your kids?
I have a 15-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old son.
Right.
Yeah.
So you also don't like your kids.
Well,
so, I'm kidding. I love my kids.
Well, I don't like one of them most of the time because she's atrocious right now. She's
Is that
15.
The teenager thing?
Yes,
yeah,
she's
my daughter's
15.
17, so it's fun.
So you also don't like...
It's like Elitch's. If Elitch's sucked. You know?
It was cool when you were a kid, but now
right,
you're like...
Right, you're like...
Not so much.
Actually, I love my kids. My kids are cool, but you're going to go through the teenage
I
stuff.
I sound
you're
like a jerk, thank you.
Great.
No, well, my
Is that
has,
what I'm looking forward to?
My wife has pointed... Yeah, a little
I
bit,
like my kid. Most of the time, I like right. her. She just acts a fool, and she's the one that's like, no, please don't get a motorcycle, you're going to die.
And you're like, oh.
And I'm like, I'm going to die anyway because that's life.
You're killing me.
So, and because you're killing me. So, why not live life and ride hard, live life, like, you know, whatever. But no,
right.
she's not a fan of the bike.
I got to say, honestly, probably the best thing to do is go take a class.
Yeah.
Go do they're like $200. Go take
the
class.
No. I get all that. I got all that.
Right? But yeah. Have you done the class?
I don't have... Done an impromptu class in somebody's
with some
backyard.
Dude. Yes, which means no.
Which means that I, the one time I tried.
Yeah, the dude was cute and you tried
no,
riding the bike.
No. I was amongst a bunch of teenagers.
Oh.
And they were like, hey, D, you should try this.
She was
and
Mrs.
It was like,
Robinson.
It was a mini bike. And so I tried that. And they're like, can you drive a stick? And I was like, well, duh. And they were like, well, if you can drive a stick, you can ride a bike. So there I went.
It's almost the same thing, but it's not.
But it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I rode that, and I did a wheelie down the block, and I landed it miraculously. And the whole time I was like, please don't kill me. Please don't kill me. Oh, sweet
right,
Jesus.
Right.
Please don't let me die. And I landed it, and then I went, and they were like, oh, my God, your cousin, she's so cool. She's amazing. And I went around the corner and I was like, yeah, of course I'm so cool. But then I got around the corner to like the grown-ups and I was like, I'm going to pee my pants. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Well, my deal is go do the class. You'll know by the end of the class if you want to ride a motorcycle or not.
Oh, I don't need a class to know I want to ride one. I just want to know.
So, okay, so what is your question? Is your question?
Should a single mother, somebody
yes.
that doesn't have a
I think it has nothing to do
right.
with you if you're single or married. Anything in life, you have one life to live. And if you're going to let somebody weigh you down, then you need to simply say to yourself, you know, I'm going to live my life the fullest that I can. You know,
you're right. I'm going to ditch my kids.
No,
I'm going to live my best life and ditch my kids.
You don't have to ditch
like,
your kids,
like,
but there's...
You guys are holding me back. I've been wanting a bike.
Oh, we have somebody from the audience. Hold on.
So
Hold on. He wants...
Have a contingency
Your audience
plan.
Member says, have a...
Another there audience member.
Have a contingency plan in case you're injured or killed. Who's going to take care of your children?
Ooh.
Well, I mean,
good.
I have a will, and they're set up.
Okay.
But still doesn't give them a mother or a ride to school.
And I think I understand. And, you know, coming from the single mother point of view, you are restricted sometimes in what you can and cannot do because you are the one and only, if that makes sense. And I kind of see where she's coming with that. So in the fact of being the one and only, do you go ahead and go, you know what, I'm going to do something
that's kind of... I'm going to live my best life.
I'm going to live my best life and, you know, forget the kids. I think that's where she's coming from. So it's easier to say, go ahead and do what you want to do, but the responsible...
But the reality is...
Right. It's easier
just
said
because
than
you can doesn't mean you should.
Exactly.
And that's what I struggle with. As we are here at Harley Davidson, and I see all of this eye candy, and I'm like, bikes for days. Mama's going to buy a bike today.
Yes. So right. I get that. So
and
I get
that. There's a lot of women's groups that ride, friends with a lot of them.
I mean,
one.
I'll only wear assless, buttless chaps sometimes. I don't think
I
that,
do
should,
every time
that should not be that embarrassing.
I do it every time because all chaps are buttless.
Yeah, it's what you choose to wear or right. not wear underneath that.
Yeah, wearing yeah. pants under them is good.
So
he never wears pants, D.
No.
I heard that story. I have been listening. But neither do you, and that's why we're friends.
All right, darling. So next question. Can we go ahead and go to the audience and have them ask the next question?
Yes. Next question.
Please. Please. Please.
We had somebody that just walked in, and I think we should have him
have
pick the thing.
Does he have a card?
We're going to get him that card. But you know what I forgot to do? Everybody, I don't know why, but I keep forgetting to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is called What the Segment.
Hey, those are cool tats, man. For real, thank you, bro. You see the cobra?
Yeah, what is this one?
Oh, this?
Uh-huh.
That's my credo. No regrets.
Mm-hmm. You have no regrets?
Dad?
No.
Like, not even a single letter?
No way. Not me.
Well, I love him. I think he's great.
Okay.
I think he's a real winner, Casey. If I were you, I wouldn't use protection.
What the?
A question mark.
Okay, so there we go.
Say, what do I have?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go out to our audience.
Another audience.
Coming from
See, he's a smart man. God bless you. God bless you in picking out something that's with substance and not just going with the first card.
The card is upside down.
Right, and I'm mostly stupid, so, you know.
I'm just going to
read upside down.
I'm just going to turn this down just a little bit because I don't want to get the feedback of the mic and the speaker. Yeah.
Okay, darling,
but
you're
if
up.
If you're Johnny Carson, I'm going to hold it up to my head.
Oh, my God. I love Johnny Carson.
She's like,
you really like older men.
Do you know who he is?
He's dead.
Like, you know what? Okay, FYI, I'm going to geek out on you. On his last show, guess who sang to him at the very end of the show?
Mary Poppins.
No. Why you got to ruin it? Bette Midler. That's... And it was the most sincere song. She sang to him a cappella. It was awesome. So if you guys ever get to go ahead and YouTube it.
If you could never tell that story again, that'd be awesome.
Oh, my gosh. I hate him. I'm trying to have a moment. Anyway, darling, go ahead with your question.
You're
since
having a great moment. I was there with you.
Right, we connected.
There you go, Mike.
Right here.
How many moments do you have to have a show?
I'm just saying.
It doesn't matter. Let me get all my moments because I'm not having any moments. Let me just say that.
Is she alive? Is Bette Midler still alive?
Yes, she is.
Oh, I can't win them all.
Oh,
well, here we go. We can't win them all.
Do you hear the accent? I love my best friend. Do you hear the accent? She's on Broadway.
She's on Broadway.
All right, darling, go ahead.
All right, so we're asking questions. All right.
Here we go.
Pros and cons of internet censorship.
Ooh,
that was a huge one. That was from the staff here at Harley.
That was from our audience. And I can just... Is it internet censorship or radio censorship? But I will go ahead.
I'd say internet.
Pros and cons of censorship.
There you go, darling. Pros and cons of censorship. I will go ahead and just speak of my own accord.
Yeah, because you have kids.
Well, it's not so much as kids. It's as much as when, and it's funny because Mike touched on it last week on my show where he says, when you're on the radio, you're very tempered. You're not as what I am in person. And that is because I have, you know, been told to kind of tone it down. But it's, and I'm finding a fine line, and I'm not blaming anybody, but walking that line between being true to who you are and speaking military, breathing military, and knowing what's effing funny, to going ahead and understanding the radio world and understanding that we're on different radio stations and so forth, it has been an eye-opener, so to speak, because in a way I feel like I'm not being able to be who I truly am. And that kind of sucks. And it's nothing because of my co-host. Please don't think that. But when you have to be governed by certain policies and so forth, you know, you realize more often than not that you are different than the common person. Does that make sense? Not common person, but there's a reason why I'm here. There's a reason why military and I relate to one another. It's because, you know, we share a bond and I speak and breathe military. But when I can't be that on the radio, that frustrates me to no end.
Because in person,
right?
Wow.
Right. In person, wow. I am, you know what, blank to the wall. I am me.
Which I am too. I'm sorry.
Right. And I like that. And I enjoy that. And this is why I'm here, is because if these two didn't think that I was funny or even relatable, they wouldn't have brought me here. But it's been an eye-opener in walking those waters. So I'm not saying, and that's my experience. I cannot speak for anybody else, and I'm not.
So you're against censorship.
I'm totally against it. And you know what? I've heard other military. And I agree to that. But this is the thing, is if children, we have, if you listen to the radio station, if you listen to our first blurb, it says content for the ages of under 18 is not appropriate. So my thing is if I'm speaking to my military community, I should be able to go ahead and speak to my military community. And I've heard other military podcasts, but yep, they're not broadcast on FM radio. Right. So let me just say that there's a difference, and I've come to understand that. But I'm, you know, on military podcasts, they can be their own. They can do what they want to do.
Right, because they're not governed.
They're not governed. But when I'm told, hey, Tosh, we're on different FM stations, you got to kind of...
She's another person, you guys. Like, a whole other person.
Right. And even that's my best friend that you hear. That's it's my best awesome. Friend that you hear. And it's sad. And it's sad that I cannot be me because I'm being governed by different policies, if that makes sense. And I'm telling you right now, if I could be me, I'm funny, I'm crass, I am just me. And
we're
it's
funny and crass, so crass anyways.
Right, but the thing is to be authentic to yourself and know your people, that's awesome. But when you're told, hey, you know what, you might want to tone back a little bit, you're...
You know what, though?
Go ahead.
I have to honestly say that I agree with that, mostly, except for people like, who's the shock jock? Howard Stern,
yeah,
who on purpose pushes it to the envelope to a point
but
to where I find him.
But why can't he be him?
He can this be him, why, but I don't think he's being him.
Yes, he is.
I think he goes the extra mile,
yes,
I
is.
And
no.
I don't think he's being him.
He yes, is no, being
you
him.
You and I know that we're both super crass, and we can. But I agree with censorship to a certain point when it's like children, when there are certain audiences.
But we're not a family show. We shouldn't be a family show. If we
I mean,
are
I,
going
to,
if we are talking to the community or the military community, we all share a bond that's different than 99% of the world. You know what I mean?
Right.
99. There's a reason why we're the
1%. That wasn't the question.
But I'm saying is if I can't relate to my people, censorship is bad.
Well, I look at it is the show itself isn't censorship. We have to go over guidelines that are according to networks that we are a part of. And if it's one of those things where, okay, you can be yourself, but you're not going to reach 200,000 veterans, then I would rather not be myself and be censored so that I can reach those veterans.
I'm going to reach those veterans being myself.
But you're not going to reach those veterans being yourself if you're not broadcast on that FM station that is
right.
governed by FCC.
And that's what I'm saying is I understand that. This is new waters for me, and I'm understanding that. But in a sense, you're hindering somebody in being their authentic self and relaying to a population that share a bond for a reason. Nobody wants to go ahead and turn on a radio station and hear a filtered version of themselves because that's what that station wants. And I'm not attacking anybody. I'm just saying this is how I feel and I understand.
Right.
I'm saying there's an understanding, but when Mike, you, and even my best friend that's standing in front of me says, the person that you're getting on the radio isn't her.
Right.
There's an audience, and our audience, from what I understood, was a veteran community. And I'm not saying that I want to throw the F-bomb every other way and be disrespectful. That's not our community. But when you go ahead and clip somebody's wings, you don't come across as authentic. That's all I'm saying. And for me to go ahead and continue to relate to the community that I want to continue to serve and so forth, I need to be me. And... you know, and I'm like I'm saying, I'm not pointing fingers. Please, nobody go ahead and get, I hate this when feelings get involved and people take it personally. I'm just saying this is my path, this is my experience, and I'm trying to navigate the waters.
And I think you're doing a pretty good job. The one question that I have is, wasn't the FCC created because of Howard Stern?
Pretty much. He had a... huge influence on it.
Because no, went, yes, no.
A little bit.
Okay. FCC and those rules were created a long time
before. Well, they were created,
before.
But he
but
pressed
I'd add to what you said. I remember being a teenager and hating the idea of censorship. Why would anybody not want to be, like you said, your true self? And true selves are really the best thing you can be. But don't you have a public you and a private you?
No.
You're supposed
no.
to.
No. And this is a thing. This is a thing.
I tell you what. So if you were standing in the middle of the grocery store versus standing in the middle of your living room, would you do things slightly differently?
No. And no? She's attest to that. My best friend is shaking her head.
You mean you go in the King Supers with your pants off?
Exactly.
I've done it before. I've walked in with booty shorts and a tank top and flip-flops and not care.
We know she's gotten the mail.
People of Walmart, I should have known.
No, I look better than the people of Walmart. But what I say to you, sir, is it's taken me a long time to be my authentic self. I have been censored work-wise and everything like that. So when you totally engross yourself and be like, this is who I am, that is more approachable than going ahead and creating a public self and a private self.
Maybe that's the wrong term. More like what I'm thinking is, you know, words you'd use in front of your 80-year-old grandmother versus the words you'd use in front of anybody else. It may or may not be different. It, you know, in some people's worlds, that may be what. Like without a filter all the time.
There are things I am not going to say in front of my mom that I'm going to say in front of other people. And
right.
if I'm in the store, there are certain things that I'm not going to except for...
because you've learned that.
Right.
You've
okay.
learned
that's,
that.
That's,
we're a different community. That's what I'm
what
trying to say.
That's what we should look at censorship
right.
as.
Right.
As you've learned to act right in public.
But you're definitely...
We got to go on music break.
Oh, we're almost on music break. We can go on and on. But the thing is that our community has been censored because we need to feel like we fit in, like we act right. Like
that's a different sort of censorship. That's cramming rules down your throat. That's
and we don't like that.
No.
No.
Nobody likes
so
that.
So why is it?
But the schools are doing that right now with all of our kids. They're indoctrinating them. They're censoring them. They're molding them for the new leftist
Boom.
Agenda that's coming.
That
and this is
happened.
Why this is
All
why
right.
we have to have a voice. This is what I'm saying is we oh we're going on a music break.
We
Sorry.
Have to.
That's all we've got a lot of cards to get through.
Yes.
Yes. Well, before we go on a music break, we still got to do tribute to the troops. I'm just trying to keep us on schedule. You know, and since it doesn't look like we're going to have a game night tonight, maybe we'll revisit this during maybe that
it's
time.
It's like, Oprah, you get a Harley.
Yeah, maybe, you know.
I think it's just, it's time for us to go ahead and speak us and speak what we know and go ahead.
We have to be in a different station to do that.
No, but I'm saying right now, have I cursed? No, I haven't. Have I been disrespectful to anybody? No, I haven't.
So
I'm just saying.
While we're going to talk about it on the other side.
Before we go.
But for everybody else, stay tuned. Tribute to the Troops is next.
Tribute to Troops, sponsored by the Brotherhood of Veterans. Vets helping vets. Helping vets. Helping vets.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got your joke. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Hey everyone, this is Brandy with this week's tribute to the troops to honor Frank Manchel, 95, who passed away May 5th, 2019, while returning home from an honor flight. Manchel was a World War II veteran. He served as a sergeant in the U.S. Army. The H-Train Show send our thoughts and prayers to Manchel's family and friends during this difficult time.
All right, thank you once again, Brandy, for that. We're going to get ready and go on a music break, but before we go on the music break, I wanted Mike's listening. He doesn't have to put on his mic, but I just want to let everybody know that Frank Manchel that we just did the tribute to, there's a reason why we picked him. About a week and a half ago, I believe, he went on the last honor flight. This guy is a World War II veteran, and on his way back from his trip, I don't exactly know where they went. I don't know if they went to France. I don't know if they went to Germany. But on the way back on that flight, he passed away. So, you know, if it's one of those things where I would have to decide where I would want to go, I certainly would want to go. When I ride my bike, you know, just straight up have a heart attack or just die of old age, bam,
yeah, right.
Ride on my bike.
Not Jack style though, were you?
Right.
Of anarchy, where you're right in front of the semi.
Yeah. No, that hurt too much.
No, if they got to get a scrubby brush to clean you off the front, I'm out.
Yeah, right. I want to have an open casket if we choose
you
to do that.
You know what we need to do too, because you touch on the World War II veterans, and we're losing the last of our greatest generation. Is we need to find out that they just had a guy, I believe he's 82 years old, and he actually jumped into Normandy.
I saw that.
And I want, so let's, we'll pull that up, and we'll pull that in the next show we do. We'll pull something up on him, because that's a pretty cool story.
Yeah, it is. Well, Brandy, we'll have to have you
research that.
But I just wanted to get on air real quick and tell everybody why we picked that.
And we'll jump on our music
that
break.
Story. And we're going to jump on the music break. And just so everybody knows, we hope that this open discussion hasn't offended anybody by any means. But, you know, we wanted this to be crowd participation, and at least we've gotten some crowd participation.
Which, by the way, any words that were used out of our context
will be edited.
And we're not from us.
Yeah, that wasn't from us. That was a crowd. So,
all right.
Whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. We're going to go on a music break. And when we come back off that music break, we were going to do the fun and games, but we might be doing a little bit more of a discussion / tidbits. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofits out there beyond the VA. It's the H Train Show with Mike and Smiles.
You're listening to MBR.
Hey, this is Corey Brunson, and you are listening to the H Train Show.
All right. And we're back. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. It's the H Train Show with Mike and Smiles. And, you know.
And our special guests, the people in the audience. Yeah.
Yes.
Because we're remote.
He raised the roof.
And usually at this time we play fun and games. But there really isn't very many people here to be able to play the fun and games. And I'll just give you a quick weather recap.
It's snowing.
Now it's a blizzard. So now you have the opportunity to say, oh, I didn't make it to the remote because of the weather. Now you can say that.
I'm just saying, for those that aren't here, you could have been sharing a beer with Smiles, Mike,
I know,
and our special guests in the audience. Just like Mike said, I think we have a reputation because all of a sudden
somebody left that there.
The audience member.
I was looking for the other sound bite that we use for the thing, and I'm not finding it, y'all.
All right, well, how about we go right into the questions? You ready? And this is a question from our audience.
You go ahead. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. So this is, you know what this is.
Which one
this
are we?
Is,
which one
this is dropping the mic.
What can it do? What you all think I'm gonna do, which is just flip out!
Drop the mic.
Okay, so here we go.
All right, these are questions that were submitted by our audience.
All two of us.
Well, I mean, two is better than nothing.
Well, we went around and got some of the employees to actually jump in from Harley-Davidson here. And,
All right, so this you're going to hear H Train go a little bit crazy with this question.
This one's from Cora.
This is from Cora.
Which I said I would not use her name.
So why did you? To validate. Validate. That's what we're doing.
Yes, to validate.
Ready? Are they going to bring a spinoff for Game of Thrones?
I hope so.
Me too. With different writers. Different writers. Because might I say, I was very disappointed, just like I would on a first date, of the season finale.
I was not. I was
Are you kidding me? No.
There was no way it could have gone any other direction.
Y'all, if you watch the Game of Thrones series finale, not a season, it's a series. I think that's when it means when it's done.
Right.
I was very disappointed. I'm just going to put my two cents out there. I was very disappointed with the season.
I don't know why you're looking at me. I don't even watch it.
Well, we don't watch a lot of Game of Thrones.
Right.
I was that, we mean none.
None. But I was disappointed with season.
I just want to say, do you...
Does anybody in this crowd watch Game of Thrones? Other than you? Exactly. Not everybody can relate to this.
They did not want my opinion.
Game of Thrones is huge.
For you.
Not just for me, darling.
No, it's international. I'm sorry, but I'm a part of...
$8 million per episode.
Ten.
Well, first of all, calm down, killer. I don't know what was that it was about.
She's my best friend.
I'm glad you have a Gore-Tex. You're more outspoken. It's so weird.
Gore-Tex makes me geeky. It makes me Game of Thrones geeky.
See, this whole aspect of the questions that I wanted us to do, I do know that Joel did ask me because you wanted to control it.
But baby, this is people want to know this.
I know, but this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to get the hand of deck. And then I wanted to spread it like that and have somebody pick it.
We don't get what we want. We'll
do. This is you. Not today.
That was me.
Joel. Not tomorrow.
I looked at the deck. I improvised, adapted, and overcame.
Let me see. There were three Game of Thrones hockey sticks. You know?
He said H-E-L-L hockey stick.
We can say that. That's in the Bible. We can say whatever's in the Bible, right? On the show.
All right, so okay, let's go away from Game of Thrones because
we're
going to
get away from Game of Thrones because it upsets you.
All right,
so let's
go ahead to something that won't trigger you.
Another trigger. Here we go.
So here are the questions that I took out since Game of Thrones was not an option.
Well, here's another one. Here's another one.
Because they're so substantial. Go ahead. Please.
This question says, "What the heck is going on with Game of Thrones?" That was weird. Did I say that out loud? Was that out loud?
All right. So we'll go away.
I may have asked.
We will not give Game of Thrones any more time, H-Train. We will say, you know what? Smiles did not like it. I did not like the season. I did not like the series finale.
I liked it.
It was a whole bunch of, you know, there's if you could see my hand gesture right now, that's what I thought.
I don't think you can say that, but.
It's a whole motion.
You cannot. Say that. But I will graphically. Just kidding. It's not that kind of show.
She'll do a play by play. But anyway, we'll go ahead. Okay, right. Ready?
Go with the other question.
Since
go
you want to know another question, is a hot dog a sandwich? Don't look at me like that. Somebody actually wrote it.
I say yes.
Absolutely, it's meat between bread.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Ask Jared.
It depends on whether I'm measuring.
We don't want to ask Jared because Jared likes little people. So if we ask him if he wants regular or foot long, that could go into a totally different arena.
I'd say everybody would prefer a foot long, but they don't always get it.
Story of my dating life.
Anyways. Okay.
If you get enough stuff on the non-foot long, it's just as good, right? I mean, if you use it the right way.
Right.
Right.
Fair enough.
It's the motion in the ocean. All right. Is that what we're saying?
No.
I'm going to take it to a PG level.
PG level.
My favorite, it's neither nor. So my favorite meat. My favorite, it's a hamburger. It's a Juarez hamburger, Juarez style hamburger. And it's a hamburger with
cocaine
ham.
Cocaine on it.
Well,
okay, racist party of one.
So it's a hamburger with ham and cut up weenie, hot dog. I don't know. As Mexicans, we say weenie.
We do.
So it's a hamburger with hot dog and ham and guacamole and a bunch of other Mexican jalapeno stuff on it. And when I think of it that way, I think, yes, it can be a sandwich.
Okay. Next question. Sorry. Game of Thrones.
Another Game of Thrones.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, really. Oh, this is going kind of deep. Does the military make the younger generations become better people?
That's a good question.
It depends if you're a drill sergeant or not.
It depends on which branch. No, I'm kidding. I love all branches of the military.
Yeah, it's interesting that question came out because me and
who defines a better person or better people?
Did you know there's only four branches of the military? There's the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and the Coast Guard.
Oh, no. Sorry. I didn't know.
Don't forget
that.
Space Force.
I was like, where's Air Force? Space Force.
Oh, I didn't know they were part of the military.
Oh, see, people.
Here's what I say, eat a gross sandwich because
gross sandwich.
My father, well, I am not military.
Your father was Air Force? I'm the entertainer of the day. Air Force is awesome.
And my father was Air Force, and I say you should eat a really gross sandwich. And by gross,
like,
I mean
a poop sandwich.
That's what I meant in my mind.
You know, I have no idea where this conversation is going.
Sandwich.
Are you guys drunk right now?
No.
Because
I have no idea where this conversation
like
this. Is going.
I'm like four beers in. I'm just getting started, baby.
You left out a branch.
No, this
and
is the
thing. And that branch is near and dear to my heart. So
there
eat
we go.
A poop
we
sandwich.
Love the Air Force. And I work very closely on Buckley Air Force Base with Air Force. So I just tease. I tease I don't like the Canadians. And it's mostly because I don't. Because
they're Canadian. They're so nice.
Right. I know.
So
it's
nice.
Irritating.
I know. I feel that.
They're geese poop on our country.
They're so nice. I get it.
In
Nobody
regards
likes nice people.
To that, I do know I love my Marines, but unfortunately our DIs are making more of an impression than society wants them to, if that makes sense. I've seen several articles that have come out that DIs are still having issues in regards to hazing, in regards to how they're training their recruits. I know that that's coming up as, I don't know why the highlight is on them, but my whole thinking, and forgive me for saying this, is if you're trying to breed and change and create leaders, create soldiers, there is something that you need to do to break down that individual to create them to be what they are, which is the best people possible.
I'm going to chime in. As you just said, no censorship, and now you want to break down people.
Well, that's different.
That's different.
You're essentially breaking them down to build them back up.
Right.
I know that I am not military. My father was, and I'm still a terrible person.
You're a very nice person.
So to answer your question, I think you can still be military and have really crappy kids. You can have but I do think that it does instill certain values within you. There are certain lines I will not cross, thanks to my father being military.
Right.
Like, I would never cross him. Am I a good person?
I think it boils down to,
there's
a lot of, I teach down at, when I was at Fort Carson, I taught a lot of, they call it BLC, Basic Leadership Course, where you become a sergeant. And a lot of the younger kids who came into the class were upset because they had to check in their phone at the start of the day. And we're talking not a little upset, we're talking emotional breakdowns because they're going to be without their phone for an entire, 8 hours during classes.
That's
so drill sergeants and DIs and et cetera, and the Marine Corps, Army, et cetera, doesn't matter what branch, have to deal with these guys because they come in thinking, well, why can't I use my phone? Why can't I? Because there are places around the world where
there's
your phone doesn't work.
Well, this is
and a
thing.
Little bit of entitlement, yes.
There's entitlement, and you know what? And this is the one and only time I will ever speak my father's story. And Dad, I know he would appreciate this, but he will 10 times tell you over, if the Marine Corps didn't save him, he would be in prison or dead. So when you go into that, you have to be broken down. You have to be created, if that makes sense. And I have a lot of DI buddies that are still active, and I hear them, their complaints in regards to, and I'm not speaking for them, please don't think that, but what I've heard is there's a lot of entitlement. But why can't I have my cell phone? Why can't I have this? Why can't? And you
because
can't.
Because you signed up for something. That's
but
why.
This is the thing, there's entitlement, and you can't teach a servant's heart. Does that make sense? You can't teach to answer a bigger call. So with this, and I hate to say it, with this generation coming in, and I've seen it in my previous employment with dealing with recruits at the police level, there's a lot of, I deserve to be here. But no, you have to earn the right to be called a Denver police officer. You have to earn the right to be called a U.S. Marine, if that makes sense. So this entitlement, I don't know if it's generational. I don't know if it's because we've allowed it. But I do think in regards to that question is, does the military, you know, make an impression on younger people? Yes, it does, because it creates you to be a better person. It creates order. It creates rules. It creates a lot of stuff. And I'm just speaking, right, you know, coming from my point of view, and, you know, people may go crazy about it, but that's my two cents. And
well, the question I was going to ask is, when you brought up, you know, there's a lot of highlights on DIs, my question is, can you give somebody too much power to the point where they get a power trip?
I think with anything,
yeah,
you can't be just specific to DIs. It goes across the board. It goes, you know what I mean? When you step on those yellow footprints, there's a reason why you're there. And you are reminded of why you're there, and you go ahead and understand why you step on those yellow footprints when you hit Paris Island. So my whole thing is does it create? Yes. But I believe personally, and forgive me for saying this, but I believe that society needs to take a step back, because there is a reason why there's only 1% that answers the call. They don't understand it. No. They don't live it. And there's a reason why the 1% can do what the 1% can do and the 99% can't do.
Yeah, Mike was talking about that last week when we were talking about the waitress at Chili's and stuff. The reason why I was asking about the, you know, certain people get kind of like a power trip kind of thing. I'm trying to remember the movie, but there's a movie on Netflix that's it's a true story. I believe it's called The Harvard Experiment or something like that. It's where it's a fake jail cell, and they have the jail people, and then they have, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's a psychology experiment, and this is where you're tapping into where I nerd out. Much.
Y'all didn't see her eye roll.
Oh.
Yeah, no. I had to type in. She literally.
Did you like it, or did you not like? Is it worth watching?
Hey, do they know?
I thought it was a dumb movie.
Do they know your background on that? Oh, so I'm gonna nerd out for you, my bestie.
I don't like the movie. I wasn't saying that I like the movie.
Criminal psychology major. So let's let her nerd the freak out.
Well, I wasn't saying that I liked the movie. I was just using it kind of an example. I believe that there are certain people that get, you know, power tripped, you know, when they got
I think as a drill sergeant or a DI or et cetera, that your job is to break them down to the bare bones and then build them back up. So you absolutely 100% need to have they need to be verbal. They need to be in your face. Because here's one of the things I learned when I taught at Officer Candidate School.
Okay.
And we're rough on those guys. We're talking within
Army. Okay.
Three, 4 days.
Sorry.
It's not rough like the Marine Corps. Like, you have to score a 7 just to get in out of 100.
Really? Here we go. Here
7
we go.
Out of 100.
So I'm kidding.
Really?
I love the Marine Corps. It's the Canadians. But
I love the Army.
But when I taught the class,
Fort Carson 10th group, hey,
we would get like 26.
That's why Air Force flies above. I'm
loving myself. We get like 26 recruits into Officer Candidate School, and it ends up when they graduate being about 12, and it's because they fail out, and they get super physical stuff. Like I think in a 24-hour period, we did 5-mile ruck march, 7-mile run, and they did another 5-mile ruck march, and then a bunch of the kids quit and went home. And they're like, it's hazing. They're beating us up.
I hate that word, hazing.
Right, and this is what I got from it was
hazing,
that's first,
separating the
because
the
as instructors.
Yes, it's the ones that don't complain.
Right, but it's the instructor. As an instructor, I was like, man, you know, we're hurting a lot of you know, students. And one of the colonel that I work for, she said, look, if they can't handle 24 to 48 hours of hardcore physical stuff, because they do physical stuff and mental things and mental tasks attached, if they can't do it there, they'll never do it in combat.
How about this? How about this is touched this on is, a like, very big topic.
That's where you separate the men from the mice. And then, like, I have a problem with that a little bit, and I agree with it, a lot of it. So I, from a civilian side, I hate the thought of breaking down people. But when you think of you're going into combat, I also don't want some sissy Lala going into combat that can't handle it.
It's like, super.
You
it's,
have to.
Right. It's super tough because.
He wants the mic.
It's because.
And he's going to have the mic.
No, he's not. Just so we're clear
Bob
on that.
Here. I am also a civilian, have no military experience under my belt. But to hear that you have to be broken down, you're taking someone who brand new, who has no idea of what the expectation of the military is going to be. Their only experience is potentially from high school, from traditionally a left-leaning indoctrination that they've had for 12 years. So, okay, but you have to take apart all their beliefs of what they believe and instill in them what the reality is, what they are going to face.
You're building a soldier. That's what you are.
Right. And if you're going to candy coat it, you're wasting your time. You're speaking.
Right. Here's one of the things I learned, and I love the panel. We should have panels because this
yes,
is super
we should.
Fun.
We should.
So part of the deal when we would,
yeah, my dad's over there sleeping.
When I was at base tonight, part of our panel's asleep, but it's okay. He did a lot of work for us. So part of like basic and EIT is that my battle buddy was a black guy from New Jersey, and he was hardcore.
Hold on, why do you have to point out the race?
Yeah,
well, because this is the part. Okay. He hated the guy from South Carolina. Who was black. And I was like, but you're both black. And he was like, yeah, but he's from South Carolina. He said, he's from
again.
The South.
I'm sorry.
He said, because you're black. He said, oh, okay. You're from the South, and I'm from the North. And they didn't like each other. And
this
it's not
so
their
Game
job. It's not their job to like each other. It's their job to be soldiers. And the drill sergeant was trying to explain to us, look, it doesn't matter what your background
all
is from.
Day, every day.
We're all green or we're all red for the Marine
you
Corps.
You signed up for the same
We are not
task.
Here to figure out what your religious or racial background is. It is 100%. We all go into combat together. And when I invaded when I was in Iraq in 2003 and 4, and I think Joel was you with the third ID? Or who did you go with?
Fourth ID and first ID.
So I went up with the Marine Corps.
I didn't know that about you.
I actually went up with the Marine Corps. I had to learn how to work with
the
Marines. So it was absolutely...
hey, Joel. Shout out.
It was it's one of those things where if you can't learn to work together as a team, you will never make it. And if you bring your biases with you from wherever community you came with, you will never survive in the military community.
You won't.
Mike, I think you just found the key. It's not... breaking somebody down.
Right.
It's giving them the opportunity to grow and the opportunity to learn
what
teamwork is all about.
And you know what? Maybe they just say it wrong. Maybe they say it wrong because breaking down and building back up just means we destroy the biases and we build something better. And my brothers and sisters, the people that I'm sitting here with, these are my brothers and sisters. And we can toy and joke about infantry. We can talk about Army infantry versus Army whatever else. Army Air Corps. We can talk about
National
the
Guard.
Marine Corps, National Guard. National Guard was 70% of the invading force in Iraq in 2003. 70%. National Guard and Reserves, not the active duty. So if you're going to join the National Guard or Reserves or the active duty component right now, you better be ready to serve because you're going to deploy. So and we have to learn how to work together as
and,
a team.
And just so you know, if you're listening at home and you would like to join in on this conversation, it's not too late. That number is, you can text or call. We'll answer both. That number is 720-619-0627. The phone lines will be open for the next approximately 10 minutes before we have to go on another music break.
Before we go on a music break, can I put this out there? Can I bring on my DI buddies with the Marine Corps and have a conversation no. about this?
No.
I would love that, but we won't have enough time.
Different no, not show. Right now. Not right now, but at a future show. You know what? If we say that we're a veteran, you know, radio show, military radio show, I want to truly go ahead and not highlight just the Marine Corps, but just because I have those connections.
I would love it, because the biggest thing that I have always thought about is when it comes to being a drill instructor or a drill sergeant, that's what we call them in the Army, or a teacher or a coach, you know, how do people deal with, like, having so much power, not getting, you know, too big for their head?
And I can go ahead, and just so our audience knows, so I'm not biased, I can go ahead and bring on female and male DIs. Because if y'all don't know, the Marine Corps just celebrated its first male and female graduation from Paris Island.
We had a female drill instructor when I was in basic, and I was scared of her.
But what I'm talking about is the class was integrated, females and males. This was the first time in the Marine Corps history that we've had a class that's graduated with both males, and it was an integrated class.
Oh, wow.
And so I would really like if the powers that be let me bring on my DIs from the Marine Corps that
Maybe
are active.
And we could
active.
Do a panel.
We could
panel
do a panel.
Like this.
Because
like
you know this. What? And I'm going to be honest with you. People.
It's a lot of work.
Yes, it's a lot of work. But guess what? If I go ahead, when the call of help goes out, it's always answered by my Marines.
We could do that at our next remote. We could set that up. That's
and
no
I
problem.
Think, you know, it would be interesting, and I just want to go ahead and I'm not trying to tread on anybody. Please don't think I am.
but you are. But carry on. Go
but
on.
If we are going to be, like I said, we're on a military broadcast radio, we should highlight both active duty veterans, retirees, anybody that we can that are doing significant jobs in our military. And I think being as DIs, regardless of the branch, you're molding our soldiers, and I think it would be great to go ahead and have them on.
I love that idea. I honestly do.
I love the Marine Corps DI because the Army.
We want to take a time out real quick.
We have one question from our
One question, make it quick, because we're running out of time and we still have to read this stuff about the auction still.
May or may not like what I have to say. I'm coming from a civilian point of view, and so I will only ask this going forward as another potentially future conversation. I was not raised like super military. I was not raised that's what you should do. And I don't have that drive. Sorry.
Not everybody does.
Sorry, not sorry.
And that's okay.
But that's the reason why
1%
know,
only answers.
And this is why she's my best friend, because she has such an opposing point of view, and we can go back and forth. And so I don't say this to be confrontational, but I say this as, like, tell me why or explain. Like, I don't understand it. My dad was not that guy. So could you guys explain this to me? Not today. We don't have time. But on another segment, like, I don't get it. And I'm going to catch so much flack.
No,
for that,
you're not going to catch so much flack, because this is the main reason why I've said on my interview, I am trying so hard
to bridge the gap. Yeah.
And that's what I want to know. Like, I don't get it, but I want to understand it. So don't hate me. Just,
oh, we're not going to hate you. We're going to explain to you.
But I want to know that. I want to hear it on so many different levels. Like, what drives you? Because it has not driven me. Please forgive me, but it hasn't driven
me.
Okay. For another day.
We'll definitely talk to you about that after the show.
I'm in here like another day, not today.
I'm going to read this stuff.
But I think that's great. Before you read that stuff, this is great. I'm not saying this because you're my best friend. It's a lot of people don't want to understand. A lot, and she's coming to us and saying,
and her son wants to go to West Point, and I'm like, but why?
The Naval Academy, baby, not the West Point.
Why would you?
Not West Point.
Oh, I thought you were doing better.
But anyway, This is why I love
That's
you.
That's the point. I don't get it. And I'm like, but why would you encourage your child to do that? And I'm going to catch so much crap for this.
No, you're not.
I want to understand the
why.
Question. I don't get it. So please explain to me another day or through text or whatever. Help me understand that, please.
And that is why I love her, because a lot of people don't want to understand.
Right.
A lot of people are scared of us. And a lot of people don't understand our community and why we do what we do. And for her, it takes a lot of you know what to go ahead and say, let me understand. Help me understand.
Right.
So anyway, I love you.
Go ahead, Joel.
So I'll let you know. So we didn't have really many people come in here and grab any of these auction items. I had a couple of people write to me, tell me what the max bid that they would do. And I hate to tell you guys, but your max bid didn't even make the reserve bid. So we'll be carrying this over to our next remote. But I will tell you that we have a U.S. veteran mug. We have a Calavera Ranch gift basket to our private tour and petting zoo. Both sugar. I should have had you read this because it's too neat for me to read.
Yeah, it's actually nice.
His word maker isn't working.
A moment in time. David Murphy's laser engraved wood plaques, which I think you're taking that home, Smiles. Wood food
yes,
revenue.
I want to see Mike's face.
22 mini custom knife with stand. I will say this. We did an interview with him last week, me, Mike, and Smiles.
It's amazing.
Horns for Heroes. Amazing. Those knives are just simply amazing. And those were what we got the bids for. But
can I interrupt you for a hot second?
Yeah.
So can you please let everybody know what the bids, where the money goes to?
So money goes to MBR, and MBR is just distributing that money mostly to nonprofits, the Highlands Trails Riders nonprofit that is dedicated in getting veterans involved with horses and doing barrel races and stuff like that. The Colorado, I keep forgetting the organization that Gloria is a part of.
So MBR, for everybody, Military Broadcast Radio, just so you know, we are our own nonprofit as well.
Yeah.
We don't have funding as major nonprofits have. This is solely on our own. So when we say that it goes to other nonprofits, it goes to other nonprofits. It doesn't come back necessarily to our bank account, but if you want to go ahead and make a donation, make it to my name.
Shout out to Smiles.
Shout out to Smiles. But I'm just saying is we are a great community, and we need to continue to support each other. And that's what MBR, Military Broadcast Radio, is trying to do with the H-Train show,
right,
is to support one another. And please understand that, once again, this money doesn't go directly to us. It goes to other nonprofits. And that is probably one of the big reasons that I'm here.
Yeah. So, well, we're going to go on a music break. And when we're on that music break, me and Smiles and Mike, we're going to talk on the other side about what we're going to do for, because we're not doing tidbits. We're going to find out what we're going to do after this music break. But when we come back, we'll figure it out. Probably right. 2 minute warning. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the VA programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show with Mike and Smiles.
You're listening to MBR.
I'm Sammy Gallen. I'm a NASCAR analyst for Mile High Sports AM 1340, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
Okay, everybody. You are back listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. It's the H Train Show with Mike and Smiles. It has been a beautiful show, a lot of great input, a lot of great discussion. But it is that time, everybody, where we're getting ready to close up, and we are at the two-minute warning. So hit it.
5, 5, 4, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the two-minute warning. What we learned today.
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado, a place for all and all the game teaches.
Okay, so who wants to go first? What did they learn today?
I'll go last because I talk a lot.
Mike, what did you learn today?
What did I learn today? I learned that we're broadcast on a lot of different shows, and that two Canadian shows that you said. So I hack on Canada a lot, and I want you guys to know that I love Canada. But if I were to build a wall, it would be on the northern border with Canada. So with that being said, I love my Canadian northerner friends, but it's cold and crappy up there, and your geese poop on America. So I say down with Canada. That just happened. Go ahead. You like to talk a lot. I just wanted to finish up with that.
So. Oh, me? Okay. What I appreciate is authentic conversation. This is what I've been asking for, and this is what I believe this show needs. And I believe that our listeners will be more responsive to that. So I would beg and plead that we continue with this authenticity and just be who we are. And I'm not saying let me go ahead and be the Howard Stern of NBR. That's not what I'm asking.
I hate that dude.
I don't, actually.
He's Canadian.
Is he?
He is now.
Oh. But I ask, please, if we're going to give our veterans a voice, if we're going to give anybody a voice, let's continue to be authentic. And I cannot sing her praises enough to my best friend, Dee, and our audience. Thank you. Thank you for participating.
This was fun.
Thank you for coming and supporting us. And most of all, you know what? I know I'm going to go ahead and girl out, so to speak. Dee, I love you something fierce, baby. So thank you for being you. And thank you for bringing the questions that we've needed in regards to somebody, you know, who's being honest and asking for enlightenment. And from a community where I think we've been silenced too often.
Okay. Well, what did
I want to talk? I think.
Oh no, we.
You got 2 minutes.
Well, So what I learned today was that when we do these shows, maybe I need to promote it a little bit more.
I don't know. I gotta say that it's May 20th, and it's snowing outside.
Yeah.
So it's springtime. I'm over it.
What is it? Every time we do a show here at the Harley store, it's always snowing. I don't get that.
But this is what I'm going to say is, forgive me for jumping in again, but our veteran slash active duty, let's just say military, because I hate defining it, you know what I mean? We will come out and support each other 10,000 times over. So if the call for help went out, trust me, it would be answered. So I don't want to go ahead and minimize what we've done today.
It was fun.
It was exactly what I hope the listeners wanted, because from what I've heard, they wanted more interaction with us, and we actually had people that came in and interacted with us. And I think we need to highlight that and not say, but let's just go ahead and focus on the positive and the fact that people did come out to support us. We got to go ahead and talk. We got to go ahead and be us to a degree and go ahead and go forth and conquer.
Right. Well, whenever I do the two-minute warning, you guys know me. I always am kind of critical about myself, like something that I had learned. You know, we didn't really have an interview with a nonprofit today. We did, you know, open discussion. So it wasn't, I couldn't say that I learned something from the open discussion other than thank God that God of Thrones or whatever it is finally off the air.
The God of Thrones.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was not.
I was just trying to reiterate to myself, like, you know, what could we do better? I will say that I learned that when I asked for people to donate a little bit of their artwork, the community came out and they donated a lot of stuff for the auction. We didn't really have the turnout that we wanted for the auction today,
okay,
but that's okay.
Time.
It'll carry on to the next remote.
Highlight the positive, my darling.
Oh, I know. I'm just,
this
that is
fun.
Being positive.
This was fun. I had
right.
a good time.
Yeah.
I had a great time,
yeah.
And this is exactly what I need is for our community to talk. And I think, you know what, it was receptive. And I think we have somebody in the audience. Just 1 minute. Let me just give him.
We have to do this closer. We are out of time. So with that being said, that's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. And remember, you can listen to us again and again. The podcast of the radio show is available right after we get off the air tonight. And remember, we're here for you, not for us, giving our veterans a voice.
Yay, yay.